Okay, Rabosai, we are working on the sugya of Zomer Vitzarech Le'etzim. Very, very fundamental sugya, and we started looking at it yesterday, and we saw that Tosas has multiple chidushim. He says that the word Vitzarech Le'etzim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would seemingly be superfluous, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev, and therefore, even if it's Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa, you still should be Chayev for Kotzer. So why do you need the words Vitzarech Le'etzim? That's the question that is raised by Tosas. And in fact, the Tosas Rid says, Enachanami, that this sugya, Hazomer Vitzarech Le'etzim Chayv Shtam, is only according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Guf is Potter, and therefore the only way to get you into a state of Chiyuv is if you are Tzarech Le'etzim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no such requirement of Vitzarech Le'etzim, so why do you need those words? That was the question that was posed by the Bali HaTosfos. And Tosas comes up with a very, very important chiddush. And Tosas tells us that apparently what do you see over here is that the din of Vitzarech Le'etzim, the need for Vitzarech Le'etzim, is not a halacha of Melacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa, but it goes to the very heart of the definition of Meleches Kotzer. And Meleches Kotzer is a malacha that has as part of its definition that you need the trees. The word of the Isser Kotzer is not just Oker Davar Migidulo, uprooting something from its place of growth, but rather kotzer is to harvest, where you have a use and a need for that which you're harvesting and that which you're taking, and that's part of the very definition of the malacha. That is the position of Tosfos. The Tosfos Rid obviously disagrees, and he says that kotzer means to uproot, to disattach from the ground, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, indeed, you're going to be chayv twice, even if it's eno tzarech le'etzim. And then Tosas went on to say that this chiddush of a purpose of the malacha being built into the malacha, you'll find by three other malachas as well. You find it when it comes to the malacha of mochek amanas lichtov. It has to be done with the agenda, with the purpose of ksiva. You find it by korea amanas litfor. It has to be done with the purpose and agenda of tfira. And then he said you find it also when it comes to the malacha of schita, of dash, that if you go ahead and are soche, Litzorech meimehen, for the liquid you're going to be chai, but if it's for the sake of legufan, a drier pickle, so then you're going to be mutter. Why? Because ein derech disha bekach. And that's what we discussed yesterday. And what I want to do now is really explore a couple of details that go into this issue. We're going to start just with the Shitas HaRambam. And my question is a simple question. Is the Rambam in the camp of the Balei HaTosos? Is the Rambam in Tosas's camp, or is the Rambam in the camp of the Tosas Rid? Does the Rambam learn like Tosas or like the Tosas Rid? And if you read the Rambam really, really carefully, and you're sensitive to language, you'll see that the Rambam is clearly taking a position. Did anyone pick up where the Rambam is going? I'll lead you along. I'll give you a little hint. According to the Rambam Shita, does the Rambam paskin lahalacha like Rav Yehuda, or like Rabbi Shimon in Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa? He passes like Rabbi Yehuda, correct. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he tells us, again, a big chiddush, because Rov Rishon do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but he is Machmer, and he says that Melacha Sheni Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev. You're Chayev, like the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's step one. Now, step two, if he paskins like Rav Yehuda, should, when he brings down our Gemara of Hazomer Vitzarech Le'etzim, should it have included the words Vitzarech Le'etzim or not? Should the Rambam's formulation include or not include Vitzarech Le'etzim?
It should not include Vitzarech Le'etzim.
Well, don't say it should or should not. The answer is, if you learn like Tosfos Rid, should it include Vitzarech Le'etzim?
No.
It should not. If you learn like Tosfos, should it include Vitzarech Le'etzim?
Yes,
it should. Excellent, Meir. So, bottom line, did the Rambam include Vitzarech Le'etzim in his formulation, his halacha? Perekhes, halacha dalet, I believe. And there the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Hazomer vihutzarech le'etzim chayv mishum kotzer umishum noteya. So the Rambam brings down this Mishnah, this halacha, and he says Yechayev for both Kotzer and for Noteya. And he writes Vitzarech Le'etzin. So clearly, how is the Rambam learning this sugya? How is he learning Melechus Kotzer? Like the Tosfos, read it like Tosfos.
Like Tosfos.
Exactly like Tosfos. So I think the Rambam, just we wanted to show you and prove to you that the Rambam is also learning like Tosfos. And what I wanted to highlight when just showing you that is when you read the Rambams carefully, you look at the sugya, you see the issue in the sugya, now you see the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yehuda Melacha Shein Tzvi Kaluguf is Chayiv, and then you couple that with the fact that he quotes the Gemara like Tosfos, Vitzarech Le'etzim, Kipshuto, so then he's clearly in the camp of the Balei HaTosfos. Gavi Silva, what do you got?
Doesn't Tosfos right before he say, doesn't he say that Zomer is
Chayiv
Kotzer?
In Tosfos?
Yeah, not in Tosfos, I mean in Rambam.
No, the Rambam says, Yechayv Shtayim because Tzarech Le'etzim. He's quoting our Gemara, Yechayv Shtayim because Zomer is Noteya, but Tzarech Le'etzim is Kotzer, and therefore you're going to be Chayv Shtayim. But if it wasn't Vitzarech Le'etzin, the pastures of the Rambam is you would only be Chayv Achas. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melacha Shem Zguv is Chayv, so even without Tzarech Le'etzin, you should be Chayv twice. The answer is that the Rambam is learning, like Tosfos, that Kotzer requires Vitzarech Le'etzin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Slam dunk Raya. Very good Raya. Okay. Very good. Vayter and Shas. Let us continue Vayter and Shas. Now, Rabosai, according to the Balei HaTosfos, according to Tosfos, When I tear toilet paper on Shabbos, is that an Isser d'Oraisa or an Isser d'Rabbana? Right, excellent. Okay, it's an Isser d'Rabbana. Binyamin, stay with me. Keep your mic on. Why is it an Isser d'Rabbana? Just explain.
Because Tosfos gives the definition for ripping that it needs to be that he sews it back together. So when you rip toilet paper, you're not planning on putting it back together.
Okay, terrific. So Binyamin tells us that when you go ahead and are tearing toilet paper, it's not almanas lit for. And since it's not almanas lit for, says Tosfos, that's part of the definition of the melacha. The idea of the almanas is not merely to convert a malacha of kilkel, a destructive malacha into constructive, but almanas lit for specifically is part of the definition of the malacha, and you find the same exact thing when it comes to mochi. Yafemaot. So in light of that sheet of Tosfos, I want to learn another gemara with you. Please open up your gemaras to daf memches amud aleph in Maseches Shabbos. It's a one-line gemara. And the gemara here teaches us the following din. Amar Rav. So Rav says, Haposeach beis hatzavar b'Shabbos chayav chatas. Literally, if you open up the neck hole of a garment on Shabbos, you are chayav a korban chatas. You violate an iser d'oraisa. And Rashi explains over here that what are you doing? So when they would sell the shirts, or when you'd bring a shirt to the laundry, they would sew up the neck hole. It would be somehow easier to, they'd sew up the neck hole. Now you buy the shirt, you get a new shirt, they sewed up the neck hole. And now when you buy the shirt, what do you have to do to make the shirt functional for you? You have to?
Tear the neck hole.
Thank you, Mayor. I need the interaction. Good. You have to tear open the neck hole. You have femaot. So you tear open the neck hole, and the Gemara says, if you do that on Shabbos, haposek beis hatzavar, bis Shabbos is chayav chatas. What the Gemara did not say is which malacha do you violate? What is your chiyuv chatas for? Which of the avos malachos do you violate? Says Rashi Meir, which av malacha do you violate?
Rashi says that you violate
Malacha de Pakush. So Rashi writes, Dir masal chayuv chatas, da hashtel kamashvile mona. Now you are making it into a kli. V'chayiv mishum makav epatish v'haynu gemar malacha. So you're going to be chayiv from makav epatish. That's the gemar malacha, and that's going to be your iser. In other words, this is analogous. For example, when you buy a new suit and you put your hand into the pocket of the jacket of the suit, What do they do to those top pockets typically? For some reason, I do not know why, but what's typically with that pocket?
It's sewn shut.
It's sewn shut, so it's not a functional pocket. Now you tear it open, you open up the sewing of that sewn up pocket. Now you have a functional pocket. So says Rashi, when you do that, that's going to be an isser of makabe patish. Now I'm going to ask you the question. Why is it makabe patish? Why does Rashi say makabe patish? What about the malacha of korea? What happened to malachas korea? Why is it not called tearing? What's the answer? Yes, Ving, what's the answer?
Because you're not tearing it to then put it back together.
Because you're not tearing it in order to put it back together. Meaning what? You're not tearing it in order to sew it. In other words, Rashi, in learning this sugya, is learning this sugya like who? Like Tosus, that in order to be chayef for korea, you have to be amanas litfor. This is not amanas litfor, therefore he has to come up with another malacha. And it's the malacha of makabe patish. We open up the Rambam to Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Stay with me and open up your Rambams if you have them, please. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Halacha Yud. And here the Rambam writes as follows. Very, very important. The Rambam says, now listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to ask you a very simple question. When the Rambam brings down the halacha posek beis hatzavar, are you chayev mishum korea or are you chayev mishum makabe patish according to the Rambam? So the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Hakorea kidei litfor shtei tfiros. If you're korea in order to sew two tfiros, amanas litfor shtei tfiros chayev. Avol hakorea lahafsida. But if you tear the object in order to ruin the object, you're potter. Why? Mipnei shehu mekalkel. Then the Rambam says, Hakorea bechamosa, o al meis, if you tear in anger, like we discussed yesterday, to assuage your anger, or al meis, or you tear because of a mace, shuchayev likroa alav, they have a chiv to be korea on it, chayev. You're going to be chayev. Mipnei shme yashev es da'ato bedavar zeh, because now you are assuaging your anger, v'yaniach yitsho v'hol v'chamoso shocheches, and since your anger is now dissipating, harehu k'metaken v'chayev. And then the Rambam says, haposer beis atzavar b'shabes chayev. Then he brings down our halacha. And our halacha is, haposer beis atzavar b'shabes is chayev. And I'm asking the simple question. According to the Rambam Shita, what malacha do you violate when your poseach beis hatzavar? What malacha do you violate? Anybody? Okay, Gavi Silver, look straight at me. Okay, Gavi, what's your answer? Tikkun, what does tikkun mean? What does that mean? Meleches, what malach is it? Makabe patish. Why do you say that, Gavi Silver?
The Kesef Mishnah says so.
Oh, the Kesef Mishnah says so. Yafeh, Gavi Silver, who wrote the Kesef Mishnah?
It was the
Mechaber. Who wrote the Mechaber? Rav Yosef Karo, very good. So Rav Yosef Karo, the Baal Shulchan Aruch, was the Baal Kesef Mishnah, and the way Rav Yosef Karo learns the Rambam, Gavi says correctly, is that presumably this is an Isser of Makabe Patish. And what compels, why did the Kesef Mishnah learn that way? Why does he say it's Makabe Patish, Gavi? Okay, so first of all, most importantly, he says, in order to be korea, you have to be amanas litfor. This is not amanas litfor, and therefore it is not going to be korea, so it has to be something else. It's going to be makabe patish. Gavi, you did very good justice to the Kesef Mishnah, and I am very, 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 very uncomfortable arguing with the Kesef Mishnah. Who am I to argue with the Kesef Mishnah? However, it seems to me crystal clear, even more than crystal clear, that the Rambam is not taking that position. that the Rambam's position is that Korea, Aposek Beis HaTzavar, is Chayev Mishum Korea. And what evidence, Gavi Silver, could you muster in support of that position? What logical evidence? Well, you tell me.
I don't have the Rambam in front of me right now.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't see where. It says that Korea today lives for. It says in the Rambam.
Keep reading. Gavi, keep reading. Aval. Start with the sense Aval. Stop there and explain.
I wasn't sure what Hafsida meant.
It means to damage. To cause damage, to cause loss. If you tear an object to cause loss, you're putter because why?
Because you're destructive.
Now, if you are correct, Gavi Silver, why are you putter? Because it's not Amanas.
Lit for,
but that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you're putter because you're mekalkel. That's number one. Number two, then the Rambam says, HaKore b'chameso o b'chamoso alameso, yuchay mishum shehu mitaking. It's a tikkun. You're not chayiv because of makor patish. You're not concluding any vessel. You're chayiv for korea because this is a constructive kriya. There is some benefit to the kriya. It is not a kriya of destruction. It's a kriya of tikkun. And therefore, you're chayiv mishum korea. Then the Rambam says, HaKore beis hatzavar is chayiv. Why is he chai? So Rabosai, clearly in my opinion, you have to take into account the geography of the Rambam as well. Rambam geography is very, very important. If I were to ask you, what is the topic of this halach in the Rambam, what's your answer? Gavi, what's your answer? Let's go. What's the topic of this Rambam? If I were to ask you to give a title to this halach in the Rambam, what's the title? You're taking too long, Gavi. The title is Hilchos Korea, the laws of Korea. That's the title. Av Meleches Korea. In this halacha, all he's talking about is Korea. And then at the end, he throws in Aposeh Beis Hatzav Eschav Mishum Eschav. Why do you think he's chayv? The answer is he's chayv for Korea. And in fact, you will find the laws of Makabe Patish in the Rambam are only discussed in Halacha Tetzayin of this Perek. Perek Yud Halacha Tetzayin. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud is exclusively talking about Meleches Korea. And I think he's explicitly telling you that the Isser of Korea is chayv if there's a tikkun, even if it's not Almanas lit for. In other words, the Rambam's understanding of Almanas is against Tosis. He understands that a posei beis hatzav is chayv mishum korea because why do you need almanas lit for? You don't need almanas lit for. It's an example of a maisa tikkun. But you can have other examples as well. And therefore, if you were to go ahead and, for example, cut toilet paper on Shabbos Kodesh, according to the Rambam, it's an iser doraisa. Why? Because it's korea shel tikkun for which you're going to be chayv. And I think you have a very, very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Bali Atosis. Rashi's on the side of the Bali Atosis. The Ritva in Makos Dav Gimel is on the side of the Rambam. That Korea Almanas is just to create a tikkun. Mochek Almanas is just to create a tikkun. It's an example. Litfor is an example. Lichtov is an example. But fundamentally, any kind of tikkun will generate a Chiv Doraisa. And HaPoseh Beis HaTzavar is Chayiv Mishum Korea. That, I believe, is the Shitas HaRambam. So you have a very, very fundamental and important machlekes. Hands down, we go weiter in Shas. So now we're going to jump to, let's go back to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, go back to your Tosis. And I want to introduce you now to a fantastic kasha of the Rav Akiva Eger. If you look at Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and you look at our Tosis, you will see right next to the words in Tosis, Vitzarach Le'etzin, right next to the word Midi Dahave Akorea. If you look carefully, Midi Dahave Akorea, above the word Midi, next to the word Midi, you see a tiny little symbol. Do you see that symbol? You see the symbol, men?
Yeah.
Okay, the symbol is a little circle with a dot inside of it. A little circle with a dot inside of it. And that sends you to the margin, to the Gilyon HaShas. The Gilyon HaShas on the margin, these are small little notations that were written by Hagoyin Rav Akiva Eger. And Rav Akiva Eger on this Tosis makes a small marginal comment. Let's see it inside. And it's elaborated a little longer in the Chidushei Rabbi Akiva Eger. But says the Gilyon HaShas. Again, in my Gemara, it's on the bottom left. It might be in a different place than yours. But he says as follows. Midi dehavei akorea manas litfor. Mevuar. It sounds from Tosis to Svirale. Da'af hecha de'eno mekalkel. Even if you do a korea that's not a mekalkel. Ditzarech le'eze davar. You have a purpose, like cutting toilet paper. Mikom makom, putter. You're still going to be putter, and if it's not almanas litfor. Okay? You need almanas litfor, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need almanas litfor, because that is the malacha. And lo mikri malacha chashuva, if it's not almanas litfor. And then he says, v'chein nireh, midivrei hakesef mishnah, he quotes Gavi Silver's kesef mishnah, perek yud halacha yud, in the Shitas HaRambam, which again, we respectfully took issue with. And then comes along Rabbi Kveger and he says, V'kaim alon misugya del kamon daf kuv dalet amid beis. It's actually not daf kuv dalet amid beis. It is actually daf kuv hei amid beis. But if he says, if you look later on at daf kuv hei amid beis, you will see a sugya that seems to go against that which we are talking about. Against that which we are talking about, and he says, and he leaves this as a tsarich iyun. He doesn't have an approach. So he raises a Gemara duch kaf kuf hei mebeis, and he says, I do not have an approach. Let's quickly take a look very briefly at the Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eger, which fleshes this out a little bit more, and then I will try and fully flesh it out for you as we look at the Gemara. But if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, source number 8, he quotes our Tosfos. He brings up our discussion. He says it must be almanas litfor. And then the last three lines of Rav Akiva Eger, he writes as follows. Vitzmihani ma'od. I find this very strange because the sugya later on talks about korea almeso. And ha-korea almeso chayev. You're going to be chayev. Hare lehedya dekol deleko kilkol chayev. Av she'eno almanas litfor. And then he indeed mentions our Rambam, and he says the Rambam, like I am suggesting, and he says this is a big, big problem. What exactly is his issue? Let's just go through it. Make sure you have it clear inside. Rabosa, do you remember sometimes a Talmud or two gets me frustrated? So what do when I get frustrated? We take off the shirt and we tear the shirt as an expression that, like, this is what I'm feeling. And then all of a sudden I have relief. Rabosa, am I chayev for that kriya if I did it on Shabbos? What does the Gemara Daf Kuf Hamid Beis tell us? I'm chayiv for that kriya. Yeah. Moreover, why am I chayiv for that kriya? Am I chayiv for that kriya because almanas litfor? Why am I chayiv for that kriya?
No,
I'm chayiv for the kriya. Why?
Anger.
Give me one Hebrew word.
Because you still had the intent to rip.
Meaning, but what's why my chai for kriya? Why is this not a problem of kilkul?
Because you gained hana out of it.
Because I got a benefit from it. Correct. I got a benefit, and therefore I'm chayiv mishum korea. Similarly, when I, Rachmana Litzlan, a person's relative, one of his shiva krovim dies, so there's a mitzvah, he has a mitzvah of kriya, and he tears his garment. Let's say he tears his garment on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, HaKorea al Meso, if he's Korea al Meso, one of the people that he has to do Korea for, he's going to be chayiv. So once again, why is he chayiv for that on Shabbos? Because it's a what?
Because he still got a mitzvah out of it.
It's a tikkun. Where's the tikkun? It's a mitzvah. And therefore, it's going to be a tikkun. Now, I'm going to make a parenthetical, very, very cool comment. I hope you chop it. And it's a little harder on Zoom, but I want to make a parenthetical comment. I threw it onto your mama Komos, but listen to this. There's a Yushalmi that asked the following kasha. Listen to this Yushalmi. Yushalmi asks, when you tear your garment on Shabbos because of a mace, you chayv on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a tikkun. What's the tikkun, gentlemen? No, Mayor, stay with me. What's the tikkun?
Well, I did not.
I know. That's why I'm telling you to stay with me. If you go ahead and do a act of Korea al Meso, Bishabis, you chayv. Why are you chayv for that? Because it's a tikkun. What's the tikkun?
You got a mitzvah.
Because of the mitzvah. Because of the mitzvah, you're mechal Shabbos. You're chayv on Shabbos because that's the tikkun. Rabosai, why is this not a mitzvah haba be'avera? Doesn't this look like it's a, why do we say it's not a mitzvah haba be'avera? So the Yushami asked, it should be a mitzvah haba be'avera. And if it's a mitzvah haba be'avera, so what's the status of the mitzvah?
And it's allowed.
What do you mean it's allowed? If it's a mitzvah haba be'avera, ain't no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, then what don't you have? You don't have a tikkun. You don't have a tikkun. And if you don't have a tikkun, then what is it? It's a destructive act. Then it's a kilkel. It's a kilkel, then you're not chayv on Shabbos. If you're not chayv on Shabbos, it's not a mitzvah haba be'avera. So the Yashami says this is going to go in a circle. So it's clear, and the Yashami explains that the reason it's not a mitzvah baba vera, again, we'll discuss this when I'm live with you because I see you're not fully getting it, but when we'll discuss it live, but the Yashami basically says that mitzvah baba vera only applies by something like a lulav hagazel or matzah gzula where you have a cheftza that is usur, that is a tainted cheftza. Shabbos, when you do a malacha, it doesn't taint the cheftza. It's an iser gavra, not an iser cheftza, and therefore mitzvah baba vera doesn't apply. End of parenthetical comment. If you got it, good. If not, not. But either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the following very powerful kashan tesis. He says, Tosis is fundamentally against the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Hei. And that is that the Gemara tells us, HaKorea Bechamoso, HaKorea Al Meso is chayif. But it's clearly, Tosa says, you have to be almanas lit for. If you have to be almanas lit for, then why should you be chayv for Korea Bechamoso and Korea al Meso? And that is the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He leaves it as a tzarech iun. He has no answer. And it's a very, very powerful kasha. In fact, it's so powerful. It's so difficult that it leaves you wondering, what in the world was Tosas thinking? Because this is an open Gemara, HaKorea Bechamoso, HaKorea Al Meso, which the Rambam himself brings down the halacha, and you're chayef for it. How in the world can you maintain that you have to be Korea Al Menas lit for when you have an open and slam dunk Gemaras that say HaKorea Bechamoso, HaKorea Al Meso is chayef? That doesn't make sense. Tzarech in Gadol, Tosis is very difficult, so much so that we're asking the question, what in the world happened over here? Does Tosas not know how to learn? Did Tosas not know the Gemara that's going to be in 20 pages from now on Daf Kufay? How, 30 pages? How is that at all possible? So who deals with this problem? So none other than The stipler deals with the issue. The stipler, does anyone know who the stipler is? The Kehilos Yaakov? Rav Yaakov Kanievsky is correct. He is the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Obviously, he passed away about 20, 25 years ago. The father of Chaim Kanievsky. Also the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, and was one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Bnei Brak, and followed on the heels of his brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish, and he wrote a perush, Chidushim, Al Hashas, called the Kehilos Yaakov. So he deals with this issue, and what I'd like to do with you, if I may, is I gave you the sheet. I want to quickly fly through it and share with you a very, very special and beautiful mahalach of the Kehilos Yaakov, and that will help us put this sugya to bed. So, but you have it in front of you, the sheets, the Kehilos Yaakov. Please pull it out. Okay, you all have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Just give me a nod that you have it. Okay.
Yes, we have some.
You have some. All right. All right. Share, and you'll go from there. It'll take us 5 minutes to get through it. We'll do it quickly, but I want you to see it inside. So I'm going to start from, let's see. So he brings this kasha, and he really, really finds it calls it the Kushya Atsuma of Rav Akiva Eger. Very, very strong kasha. And then he says, we need some pshat over here. And he starts off the paragraph Vahanira that I'm not going to do inside with you, but he points out that these almanas malachos, there are four of them total. Korea almanas litfor, mochek almanas lichtov, soter almanas livnos, to destroy in order to build, and matir, to untie in order to be kosher, in order to tie. All of these malachos have as a common denominator, as we've discussed, they're all meleches stira. They're all meleches kilkul. They all have a destructive type quality. Erasing, tearing, destroying, untying. They're all an undoing of something. Okay, yafe. Now, Dibra Masla Vihine, let's go through it together inside. Let's fly through. So says the stipler, Vine kol malachos bedera klau heim tikun b'hachefza. Every malacha that you have is a tikkun in a chefza. Aval eino begeder achila ohana. It's not consuming the object, but it's a tikkun of the object. Kigon, choresh, what is the malacha of charisha? Mitaken es hakarka lezria. We are preparing the ground for future zria, as we've discussed. Zorea, what is zorea? Mitaken es hadaver shiitzmach. You're preparing the plan for future growth. V'chein kulam, kigon ha-bone, mitaken ha-davar, bone is fixing the object, she-roi le-dira, so it's fit for living. Va-ofe, mitaken es ha-lechem, baking is preparing for the bread. V'chol ki agavna nechshav, she-osa malacha v'tikun ba-achevza. Every malacha is doing some kind of tikun in an object, bettering the object, enhancing the object, improving the object for some kind of future use. Baking, cooking, building is all a shinui in chefza. And then he says, V'chi ha'gavna korea beged, shesaviv chavila b'shila hotzi masha betocho. So too, if you tear a garment or some kind of packaging in order to take out that which is inside, o korea kede la'asos achar kach tikun ba'beged, or you want to make a kriya in order to do a subsequent tikkun of the garment, bekol hani misasik letovas eza cheftzal hasiko or letakno. You're doing some kind of tikkun in the object. Even korea can have a tikkun in the object. Aval hagavra atzmo lo haya begeder mishtamesh venena mehadover. When a person bakes, when a person builds, the tikkun is in the object, not, listen carefully, not in the person. When I bake, I'm not eating the food. When I build a house, I'm not living in the house. The tikkun is exclusively in the bias, or in the food, in the chefza itself. So far, so good, men. I need a little feedback over here, please. Okay. Avah. But now he says the Chiddush. There are two instances in Shas where you do a malacha and it's not a tikkun in Chefza, but it's a tikkun in the Gavra. It's facilitating and it's done. It's not with a forward-looking agenda of fixing an object for future use. It's a current, present, now agenda. What are the two examples, Rabbi Osai? Hakorea bechamoso and hakorea mesa. When you tear a garment to keep Yonah hook in check, so what is the idea? You're not preparing the garment. It's not a tikkun in the chefza. It's actually a tikkun in the gavra. Now the anger is assuaged. When you tear a garment on mesa as a mitzvah, it's not a tikkun in the object. It is a tikkun of the gavra, of the person that he's fulfilling a mitzvah. And that's what he's saying. Avala kore bechamoso. Sorry. Avala kore bechamoso. Ve'ameso. Hare osa hakriya. That kriya ino le tikkuna shal chefza. It's not a tikkun in the chefza. Rak zeo hana osa vishtam shal gavra. Be'achefza. Vare ze ka'ochaz adavra ve'kem shezeo hana osa osa fis. Ve'lo kemachshu metakan chefza shei roi letoeles. Yeshlomer de kol kiagana ein ze nikra stira klal. Rak sheba hadavar al Gemara, which means if you're producing a shinoi in chefza, preparing an object for something, fixing the object, then you know what Tosa says? Tosa says you better have the correct agenda. If the goal is tikkun in chefetz, you better have the right tikkun in chefetz. And what is the tikkun of the chefetz for Korea? It's almanas litvor. For mochek, it's almanas lichtov. It's making the paper ready for writing. That is the agenda of Meleches Mochik. The agenda of Korea is to tear the garment in order to sew it better. Every malacha that is agenda driven, that is shinui in chefza driven, you better get the right shinui. However, some malachos, sometimes, the agenda of the malacha, listen carefully, is the malacha itself. It's not about fixing the object. It's the malacha itself. I'm tearing the garment because I'm angry. So the result is not a fixed garment. It's the kriya itself. That's the result, is the kriya itself. Imagine one of the bachrim, the chasva bachrim sitting in the back is getting me antsy. So I'm losing my cool. Go into my drawers and I pull out a torn garment. A pre-torn garment. Is that going to do anything? The idea is to do the ma'isa kriya. It's not the result, it's the process. And says the Stipler, if the goal is the process, not the consequence, but the process, so then even Tosas will agree that you're going to be chayiv even if it's not almanas litvor. And that is the yesod. So for example, what is the mitzvah of kriya ala meis? Is it a mitzvah to wear a torn garment or is it to do the ma'isa kriya?
Tear the garment exactly,
and that's what he says. Finishing up, he says, "V'yesh lomar of the habichina." So the test about this yisod, la habichina lazeh, the b'shar malachos gona choresh ilu matzah choresh halohaya nichale. If I need to plow my field and I found someone else did it already, they plowed the field, and now I have a plowed field, I'd be very happy about that. Ukayotz b'shar malachos. If I came home and I saw, ooh, someone baked a cake, and I don't have to bake it, I'd be very happy because I care about the result. However, aval hakorei al meso, top of the next paragraph, of the next column, aval hakorei al meso, uvechamoso, Hare imaya karu kan mikod, if it was already torn. Halo, hayo, is that klum? It wouldn't help him at all. For yitzarach likrob, begat acher, kadeh lemalos chovas kriya. Oh, to say nachas ruach liyitzra. Vila lo mata begat, hayo rota lasas kriya zu, hayo lav lara begat, kadeh lekaru acher kach. And therefore, these malachos, koreba meis, al meis on koreba chamoso, is not considered to be a malacha of destruction, and it does not have to be amenas litfor or amenas lichtov. So what I'm saying, and what the Stipler is saying, to answer up, to be miyashe the sheet of Tisus, it's a beautiful, beautiful pshat, is he says that when it comes to a regular case of all the malachas, every single malacha is driven to get you to a certain cheftza, is to a shinui in chefetz, a tikkun chefetz. And Korea is also like that. When you're doing it with a future agenda, you have to have the right agenda. Amenas litfor. And mochik has to be amenas lichtov. However, there are two cases in the Shas. Korei al meson, korei bechamoso, where the goal is not the chifetz. The goal is the tikkun hagavra. The goal is assuaging my anger. The goal is the mitzvah of kriya. And then the kriya itself is the end of the process, is the end all. And as a result, even Tosis will agree that in such cases, you do not require Manas Litfor because the Kriya itself is complete, is the agenda, and as a result, you'll be Chayiv even Shelo Amanas Litfor. And in that sense, we have answered the kashas of Rav Akiva. Questions? Rav Gackner? Because when Tosis says you need, yes, no problem, sorry. When Tosis says you need amenas litfor, he's telling you that's the general rule when Korea is operating like every other malacha. Every other malacha is designed to bring us to a stage of tikkun hachefetz. So when you bake, and when you build, and when you do borer, you're doing it, you're being metakin hachefetz. And that's true with Korea also. Normally Korea is amenas litfor. You want to fix your begin. Mochik, you want to set up your paper so for future writing, and it's also a tikkun. Mochik is a tikkun of the paper. Korea is a tikkun of the garment so that you can sew it, stage two. But sometimes, again, Korea, very rarely, but sometimes the malacha itself is the goal, not the chefetz, but the process that you're doing. The malacha itself is the goal. The kriya is the goal. When you are angry and you want to rip a beged to assuage your anger, the goal is not a torn beged. The goal is the kriya itself. When you have a mace and you do the mitzvah of kriya, the goal is not the torn beged. The goal is the kriya itself. And once the kriya itself is the goal, then you do not need the amenas litfor because it stops right there at the kriya. The kriya is the agenda and is the goal. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Yasher koyach. And tonight, regular chazara tonight, regular learning tonight, regular shiur tonight, and all the good things. Yes, Rav Hananya.